It's Matt Mayer on the live line. Matt, president of Opportunity Ohio. And boy, the healthcare talk continues to be at a fevered pitch in Ohio, really around the country, doesn't it, Matt?
Yeah, it sure does. We've got a big fight here in Ohio over Medicaid expansion and the freeze that the legislature put in the state budget. And we'll see if there's going to be an override vote today or in the next couple of days.
When you talk about that vote, how does that play if it stays in place or governor gets his way? On the other side, what does that mean for the Ohio voters and what does that mean for the politicians that make the vote?
Yeah, so if the governor gets his way, which is probably going to be the case because the hospital industrial complex has gone to bat on this and they're pressuring every member you can imagine on, campaign donations and support in the future and all that kind of stuff. And right, look, there's a reason why from 1995 to 2016, there were no healthcare or hospital companies in the top 10 employers in Ohio, and today half are because so much of the money coming out of Medicaid, Medicare, is going into the hospital, so that's where they see the kind of cash cow for their future. And if he gets his way, that will continue. The problem for taxpayers is when the federal government reforms Medicaid, which it will do because it has to do, Ohio taxpayers will be pushed to bear greater burden of the cost of that 700,000 enrollment in Medicaid expansion, and that will absolutely break the state budget. It will force either cuts to other vital programs like education, transportation, corrections, or tax hikes. There will be no other alternative. That is the duopoly that we face with Medicaid expansion going forward. And if they can override the veto and get the freeze, that will then at least stop the bleeding and we'll be able to get our state budget right size going forward.
Yeah, and Matt, when we have this conversation, this happens a lot. My impression is always the people that are arguing for expanded whatever in healthcare don't seem to care a furry rodent's patoot about more money. And that's one of those things. It really boils down to almost, putting a price on a human life, for a lot of people. And it's like, we can't do it. There is no amount of money I'm willing to stop at to take care of a human being. And when you get to that point, you can't have any more dialogue because you're so far apart. And the issue is a completely different issue. If you're a money person, it's a money thing. If you're a healthcare person, it's a healthcare thing.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You get on the moral high horse of, oh, it's for health and therefore we can't talk about money. But look, this is the reality we have to deal with. We live in a finite budgeted world and we've got to make trade-offs. And taxpayers can only bear so much before it undermines, their ability and it undermines the private sector. It undermines Ohio's larger economic health. And so this is a balance that we have to strike. And the balance we've had for years has been traditional Medicaid covered kids, single moms, and the elderly poor. Expansion went to working adults only, and that population can get coverage elsewhere. Now, remember, the freeze has an exclusion, so that way if you have a mental health or the opioid addiction issue, you're still going to be able to maintain coverage. So the idea that somehow we're just going to kick people off the roll, they're only going to be pushed off the roll if they get a job that then takes them outside of the eligibility for Medicaid expansion. They just won't be able to get back in. And that's essentially saying we've got to, again, balance taxpayers' ability to pay and the needs we have in the state budget for other programs and services against our need to kind of provide health care for the truly vulnerable that we decide need coverage.
Yeah, and it's not even a moral high ground. I think a lot of people feel like, yeah, if people really are in need, I'm more than willing to help support that. But there's so much charitable activity, so much money already in that pipeline, people that, look at the money side of it, it's like, why do we need to put more money in there when there's already so much there?
Well, and again, Medicaid historically and study after study has shown this gets poor to mediocre results. So we're not even getting much value out of the money we are spending.
Yeah.
I firmly believe we can create a healthcare system in Ohio and in America with reform that allows us to provide quality healthcare at a reasonable price, low price for those who need it. And then for the truly vulnerable population, all of us are willing to pay a little bit extra in order to make sure that they get coverage. And people with chronic conditions, catastrophic events occur. We all are willing to put our hand down to help those folks. And that's the charity care. That's through, tax dollars that we're willing to all spend. But there is a point at which we start saying, but now we're giving health care to a perfectly healthy working adult who simply doesn't want to make a choice for them to go out and buy health care because we've in a regulatory way made it too expensive. So let's change that. But this having Medicaid expansion is not a road to change. That's a road to bigger government, more expensive health care, poor to mediocre results, and that's not good for Ohioans.